This is Heist, written by Lady Ganesh and read by Tipsy Kitty. The crew agreed that it had been an excellent raid. They'd tried a new flag, and had managed to horrify most of the merchant ship's crew through fuckery before any of them had even caught on that they were being raided by the notorious Blackbeard. That had pretty much been the end of the fun, though Roach had managed to chase the cook out with a cleaver in one of his most deranged screams. He'd already inspected the kitchen and had found it wanting, so he was down with the others as they examined the cargo hold. There were dozens of identical crates with bits of straw sticking out from the crevices. Porcelain, maybe? Steed suggested. Could be all sorts of shit, Ed said. Remember that shipment of dildos, Iz? Izzy made a sound that indicated that the dildos haunted his nightmares.
Some glassworker got a commission, I guess, Ed continued. All of it was supposed to go to the fucking Queen of Scotland.
Good lord, surely she wouldn't have used all of them, Steed said, somewhere between horrified and impressed. Think they were trying to make a statement, Izzy said. Fucked if I know what that statement was intended to be. Wee John, who had already grabbed a crowbar, worked to open the first crate. As he and Black Pete dug into the straw, the whole crate started to steam, and they backed up nervously. Steed walked over and poked his finger into the heart of the steam. Oh, he said. They were shipping ice. Seal it back up quick, won't you, Pete?
Fuck is ice doing on this ship? Ed asked,
as Pete approached the crate like it was a swaying cobra and slammed the lid back on.
Cold drinks, maybe?
Roach was eyeing the number of crates.
Or aspic. Very trendy these days.
Is it? Steed asked. In Barbados, it was always considered showing off, but I wasn't sure if that was just because ice rarely made it that far south. A sour grapes sort of thing.
What does grapes have to do with it? The Swede asked.
Several crew members started explaining at once.
We used to get ice sometimes, Jim said. Little balls of it during storms. We had to try to save the oranges. Nana always said it was the wrath of God.
Yeah. Alawande crossed his arms over his chest. That sounds like something your Nan would say, all right. Think it's all ice? Izzy asked, looking at the crates. There were at least half a dozen stacked neatly in this section of the hold. No way we can fence all this shit before it melts. It's been so fucking hot I'm surprised there's any left at all. Lucia, see if they're labeled, Steed said. Any with ice, put on board the Revenge. Roach, you're in charge of finding something special to do with it. Izzy, you and Alawande can sort through the rest. Lucius eyed the crates.
Should we really take all of it?
No sense in letting it go to waste, Steed said. Once it's melted, it won't be any extra weight. I don't see why we shouldn't all have a bit of fun. We've better things to do than fun, Izzy grumbled. But he was already walking over to Alawande. All right, you idiots need to move, or we'll be too dead for any fancy fucking drinks. Keep sorting and let's get off this fucking tub. Steed had to admit Izzy had a point. Even before the cannon fire had started, the ship must have been in dire shape. It was currently floating, but Steed wasn't sure how long that would be the case. I'll look forward to what you create, Roach. Roach was already muttering something under his breath about snobbery and aspic, so Steed figured he'd be kept busy for a bit. He didn't think much more about it until dinner, which had Roach triumphantly producing a delicious coconut-flavored ice as a palate cleanser between courses and a delightfully savory aspic just before dessert. Ed was particularly fascinated by the shaved ice, poking at it with his finger multiple times.
It was like hell, he said thoughtfully. I used to get that a lot when I was a kid.
Yes, very much so, Steed agreed.
But tastier, Roach said.
They dined together on the deck in a big group, to make things more convenient and save the ice from melting before it was even served. Yes, indeed, Roach. Thank you very much. Roach looked satisfied at that, especially when the rest of the crew chimed in with compliments of their own. Ed still looked thoughtful, though.
Any of it left?
A little, Roach said.
Not really enough to cook with, but you could probably cool off your drinks if you'd like.
Ed said.
Drinks, yes.
Pete, bring the leftovers to the captain's cabin when we're done.
Sure,
Pete said.
had sometimes forgot that Pete didn't have the same level of unquestioning devotion he'd had before Ed shoved his beloved over the side of the Revenge. Steed chose to ignore it for the moment and focus on the positive. That's much appreciated.
Sure, Captain, Pete said, brightening. Anything for you.
When Wee John brought the ice down, Steed was ready with the liquor and a pair of glasses, mismatched still, but Steed kept up hope that the next raid might be the one with a decent set of crystal.
Well, do you want to try whiskey first? I've heard that's quite good. On the rocks, they call it.
Ed said. Well, I did have something in mind. He'd been smoking and looking out the window while they waited, dreamy and quiet. What something might be waited until Wee John had left the cabin and was headed back toward the deck.
Ed, Steed said finally, I can't very well participate in whatever you have in mind if you don't.
Ed turned, heavy-lidded, intense. He'd put out the pipe and put it down on Steed's desk.
Take your shirt off, he said.
Oh, Steed said. Well, he pulled the cotton over his head. He'd not really had much of a chance to freshen up after the raid. Too much cargo to sort through, and when dinner was ready, it was ready, and his shirt was stiff with dried salt and sweat. Not that Ed ever cared about such things, anyway. Ed's eyes were on him as he carefully folded the shirt and put it over the back of the chair.
Fuck,
Ed said appreciatively.
Get on the chaise thing. I don't want the bed to get wet.
Wet? Ed flashed a grin that set Steed on fire.
Just follow along.
Steed got on the chaise. He wondered if he should put a blanket or something down to keep the fabric from getting wet. It was clear it had something in mind with the ice, and it might be the sort of thing that got messy. But then Ed was approaching, a wicked look in his eyes, and Steed didn't care about the chaise whatsoever.
Ed winked. Hold still, all right?
Steed nodded, watching as Ed peeled his gloves off slowly. It never got old. Having Ed take his layers off, take the leather off. Ed reached down into the crate, into the remains of the ice.
You're beautiful, you know that?
Steed's body flushed with heat. Ed made him feel so young.
You've told me once or twice.
Ed raised his eyebrows.
I can stop telling if you...
No, I don't want you... No, Steed said, shaking his head. Please, continue to call me whatever you like.
Ed grinned. All right, then. Hold still.
You already told me that.
Ed's eyebrows raised. Are you fucking doing it?
Steed froze. It's a lot easier to hold still when I know what to expect.
Fuck's sake. I have a box of ice and your tits out. What do you think's gonna happen?
But Ed was walking towards him, at least. His hands already reddened by the ice he cradled in his fingers.
Now fucking hold still,
he hissed. And the first drips of ice water dribbled over Steed's chest. It had been miserably hot for weeks, and even after the aspic and shaved ice, the cold came as a shock. Steed shivered, heedless of Ed's instruction, his right nipple hardening in response to the chill.
Yeah,
Ed said, a growl in his voice.
That's more like it.
He had dragged the crate over, and he reached down again for more ice. This time the drips across Steed's chest were more deliberate, fat drops of water that made Steed want to flinch every time.
All right.
Steed nodded hurriedly. Yes, yes, this is... Oh, Ed.
Ed said with satisfaction. Just like that.
He kneeled down by the chaise, the brace creaking just at the edge of Steed's hearing. He didn't always take it off for foreplay. Steed had thought, at first, it was an affectation. But now he realized it was an accommodation, in hopes of squeezing a bit more stamina out of his dodgy knee.
You ready for more?
Whatever you'd like, Steed said, well aware of how strained his own voice had become.
As much as you'd like.
Both his nipples were hard now, and the water dripping down his chest kept making him shiver.
Well, Ed said with relish, if you put it like that.
He shifted his weight up and put a mouth over Steed's nipple. The wet warmth making Steed feel even closer to overstimulated, his pulse hammering in his body, his chest, his prick, everywhere. Steed writhed underneath Ed, his breath coming fast, Ed's hands pinning him to the couch like a butterfly to a board. His hips wanted to thrust up, but Ed's leg was on his, leather against skin, and Steed's prick was so hard in his breeches he felt ready to spill before Ed even opened them. It would take longer than that in reality, the blessing and curse of his years, but it was hot and intense, and Ed felt so criminally good. Ed moved to the other nipple, dripping more ice on the one he'd just abandoned, and Steed groaned in earnest. This might be one of the nights when the men complained about the noise, he realized dimly. Ed, he said. Fuck, Ed, you...
Not so bad, eh?
Fuck, Steed said, because he couldn't think of another thing he could say. Might need to tell you how beautiful you are again, Ed said, almost matter-of-factly.
How could you look like this? Your nipples all pink and...
He sighed and went back to work, licking across Steed's nipple and holding his hips down to keep him in place.
Fuck, he said. Could watch you all night.
I'd die, Steed said, desperate for more contact, more touch. Ed, I need you. Ed smiled, wicked and smug.
Yeah, you do.
Steed groaned again. Ed cursed under his breath when he realized his hands were empty.
Fuck, he said. Hold on.
Steed grabbed him before he could escape, pulling him down for a kiss, hot and hungry. The leather of Ed's trousers was as warm as Ed's own skin, and as familiar under Steed's hand. You need to get these off, he said, when they broke for air. Please.
Yeah,
Ed said, and he was a little breathless himself. Steed let his fingers trail against Ed's arm as he went back to the crate in the ice. Ed peeled the leather off slow, a striptease just for Steed's benefit, and was in Steed the luckiest man on earth to have Ed with him, in his arms and his bed, filling his hands with ice just so he could better please Steed. He caught Steed's eye and squeezed the ice in his hands over his own chest, the water running in rivulets down his skin, wetting his chest hair. Steed couldn't tear his gaze away as the water cascaded down, down, finding the dark curls at his pelvis, past his glorious full prick. Steed couldn't stand it. Get over here. Ed grinned again, putting a lazy hand up to scratch at the hair under his half ponytail.
Yeah, he said slowly. Reckon I'd better.
He settled back on the chaise, and the contrast of his overheated skin on Steed's own with the shocking coolness of the melted water threatened to overwhelm Steed's senses all over again. Fuck, he hissed under his breath.
That's the idea, yeah?
Ed nipped at his neck, and at some point he'd snuck more of the ice into his mouth, because his lips were cold and hot at once, the sharpness of his teeth enhanced by the cold of the ice. Steed thrust up into nothingness, his cock aching, every inch of him wanting more. Ed, he said, because his mind wouldn't allow him much else. Ed moaned a little, sliding a cold hot hand across Steed's hip, biting at Steed's neck again.
Fuck, you look good,
he said.
I should.
He shook his head, distracted. Ed, Steed said, you're going to...
Hold on,
Ed said, and he was gone again, and Steed wanted to scream. This time, Ed put both hands into the icy water, and then straddled Steed's thighs. He dripped more water across Steed's face, neck, the spot where he'd bitten, the cold soothing and sharp. Steed lifted his own hand to Ed's face, pushing a stray drop of water from his cheek with his thumb. Ed's expression shifted a little at that, softened.
You're sweeter than that coconut shit we had, Ed said.
I'm not sweet, Steed protested.
Not always,
Ed conceded, and dipped his head back to Steed's neck, pressing his body back down against Steed's. Steed's skin was wet in spots, cold and hot at once, and the warm heat and pressure of Ed's muscular body threatened to have him spilling before Ed even got a hand on him. Steed's whole body was close to shaking with need. How did people survive, men like Ed Teach?
Let me,
Ed said, and Steed didn't know what Ed wanted, but he certainly wasn't about to deny him. One hand was now at Steed's shoulder, but the other was dipping lower, seeking between his legs, pushing them open. Steed let his legs part easily, and Dad's weight braced against his shoulder for a moment as he positioned himself on the chaise. When had Ed gotten the oil? Steed supposed he hadn't been paying careful attention. The pleasure of it, the heat of Ed inside him, hit him anew every time, even now, when he wasn't as cautious as he normally was. Steed put a hand to Ed's hip to still him. It gave him a moment to watch Ed's face, and what joy it was to be wanted like this, to be loved this much. He lifted his free hand up to stroke the side of Ed's cheek, and Ed turned his face into the touch, kissed his palm with a gentleness that still surprised Steed. "All right," Steed said, and Ed thrust forward, slower this time, deliberate. Was this what Steed liked best? When Ed was deliberate and patient? Or was it when he was overcome and took what he wanted? Or... And then Ed was in him, and Steed considered nothing but yes, harder, more. They rocked together, the chill finally leaving Steed's body in favor of the heat of Ed's body and breath. Ed was like iron inside him, reaching the hidden point of pleasure again and again, setting Steed afire with every thrust.
"Take your pleasure," Steed managed to gasp. "Please."
"Fucking hell," Ed said. "How do you fucking talk like that?" His own release cut him off, and Steed almost laughed. But then Ed had his hand on Steed's prick and his mouth on Steed's. And even as Steed regretted the way Ed slipped from his body, his own climax thundered through his being. "Well," Ed said, wiping his stomach off with the back of his hand. "That wasn't so bad, huh?"
"It was wonderful,"
Steed said, though he did find himself wishing a bit that Ed would use a washcloth. It wasn't as though he didn't keep them handy. He took one from the desk and started cleaning himself off, hoping Ed would take the hint. Ed got off the chaise and walked over to the crate. "I think we finished the last of the ice. A little cold water left. That's not so bad." He reached down. "Want the last of it?"
"I wouldn't say no," Steed said, sitting up.
Oh, he was going to ache a bit in the morning. Such was the price of love, he supposed. Ed had cupped some of the cold water in his hands and dripped more of it over Steed. Steed wondered, idly, if they'd ruined the silk of the chaise. They could probably find someone to recover it for the right price, but he had quite liked the color. Ed pulled loose what hair had stayed in place during their lovemaking and started putting it back up again.
"Suppose I should get dressed again for story time."
"Probably best," Steed said. It wasn't as though the crew was easily scandalized, but he still rather wanted Ed all to himself. And the insects could be vicious this time of year this close to shore. He kissed Ed again before they dressed, though, for one last press of Ed's body against his own.
"Maybe next time we're in port, we look for ice, huh?"
"It'd make Roach happy."
"Well, fuck," Ed said, pulling his shirt over his head. "Well, that's settled then. Can't disappoint Roach."
"Wouldn't dream of it."
The end.